2 and 1. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning on another edition of the Coach's Corner. My guest this day, we have had chances to talk over several years, and we have covered many different sports with his time at Western Boone. The coach we have with us here this morning is Willie Smith, the recently retired Willie Smith. He has hung up the whistle and the textbooks as well, as he has decided to step away from teaching and coaching now after, 32 years, Willie, in total?
Yes. Yeah, 32 years of teaching, and I've always coached at least one to two or maybe even three sports every year. But, 32 years.
So when you think about it, when you even got into this world of education and coaching, did it even strike you that you would be at it for 32 years?
Like I've mentioned to people over the years, that I wasn't using coaching to get like the next best coaching job, you know, looking for that next job. You know, basketball is my main thing, and you see a lot of basketball coaches moving from school to school at times, but my thought was I was going to use coaching to try to get a teaching job I liked. And that kind of happened from year one when I joined at Western Boone. And so instead of, you know, constantly moving around trying to find another coaching job or another teaching job, I just kind of got settled in at Western Boone, and 32 years later, I'm done.
Where were you before you came to Western Boone?
It was my first job.
Out
of Ball State in 1990. Yep.
Yeah, it's unusual for people to stay at one place for their whole career. You were able to do that, and there are other people that do it as well. What was it about Western Boone that you were comfortable with the situation there?
A lot of it was just in general, just the overall size and community. It's a perfect, I had just about every single kid. You know, most of our classes were anywhere from, an eighth grade class might be 140 to 160. We've had some down years of 120 or 130. And the way it works out, I pretty much had every single kid every year. Sometimes I might miss one class of 25 kids or something, but it's just, it kept the size down real nice to where you pretty much knew every kid every year. And just overall, just the, good administration that, helps keep the kids under control, and just, it was just a good place to teach.
You taught mathematics.
Yep. Pretty much algebra one, eighth grade math, for a long time. And then once we started offering algebra to eighth graders, I was the algebra one. And then I got moved to algebra two this year, which, the best way to sum that up was it just reaffirmed that I needed to retire because teaching Algebra 2 was not an enjoyable year for me this year.
Why was that?
It's just a material that I haven't looked at really in 30 years, and as a lot of math teachers say, Algebra 1's pretty useful. Algebra 2, sometimes we wonder why it's even considered a state requirement. There's just so much, Algebra 2 is so much about, the next year in trigonometry and calculus, and there's not a lot of practical use of Algebra 2, and most of Algebra 2 is reviewed in trigonometry anyway, so it's just kind of a, when are we ever going to use this, made it very difficult to answer to kids and help keep them motivated, but Algebra 1 has had a lot of practicalities to it.
Willie Smith is with us here. We're talking about his time out at Western Boone on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Well, let's kind of start off our conversation beginning with the present. And the present would be your most recent golf season with your guys. Your team put together a good performance and won the conference.
Yeah, I definitely want to touch on some things with the conference. It was kind of an uncomfortable evening, and we had kids play extremely well, and there was a lot of comments being made about, that the fact that they played better than they ever have, kind of thing. So there were some concerns about the legitimacy of the score. But main thing that kids, some adults don't understand, and some kids feed off what the adults are saying, that basically when we moved the conference from Trophy Club to some other place, there was lots of comments back then, probably 5-6 years ago, that When you move it from a place like Trophy Club, that's a difficult, challenging course, to a easier course, that there's going to be a time where the best team doesn't necessarily win. If you have a good iron game and a good chipping and putting game at a place like Rocky Ridge, you can shoot a great score, where at Trophy Club, where you make a mistake, that mistake turns into a two-shot penalty or a three-shot penalty kind of thing, and you're out of position. And just so happened that our team was really the first one that wasn't one of the top one or two teams. I would say we were more probably third best team, maybe fourth best team, but it was pretty tight. But I have a bunch of guys who are comfortable playing two golf courses, and that's Cool Lake and Rocky Ridge. And we just played extremely well at Rocky Ridge that day, and we really shot basically a 170 on both sides. And if you look back at our scores, we basically shot a 168 one time at Cool Lake, and we had a couple low 170s at Cool Lake. And my kids play Rocky Ridge quite a bit on their own on weekends and stuff, and it's just those are the two courses where our kids play well. But if you get them away from those two courses, they're going to be pushing in the 90s. Instead, I had three guys shooting the mid to low 80s that day, and one guy shot a 91, and it was enough to get the job done.
You know, golf is a sport of integrity, if any sport. Certainly golf is one. Sounds like that may have rubbed you the wrong way, some of those comments.
It did, and I hated that. Part of what happened, there was a uncomfortable situation in the scoring area, and after further investigation, that I spent several days and weeks frustrated with it, but we investigated that basically one of the opposing coaches in our group called two guys over in a group, talked to them for about a minute or so, and those two guys went over and changed their scorecard. And I wasn't around, but I've had a very reliable person that saw this, and their comment was, "What was that all about?" And come to find out, at the end of the round, the opposing coach convinced the two players to change one of my guys' scores on a hole. And upon further investigation, the key was it was the wrong guy. I had a guy who made a 6 on hole 12, and another player made a 5 on hole 12. Well, he confused the two guys and convinced the two guys that the guy that got a 5 should have had a 6. And it was a very uncomfortable situation, and that just kind of led to a lot of doubt that an opposing coach would do that type of thing. But like I said, it's bothered me for quite a while, and I wanted to get that out there that that's basically what happened. Is and I still had I had a guy shoot an 81. Levi LaGrange played great. And to sum up kind of why he played well, he'd had several rounds even the 2 days before at Southmont where he's 100 yards out. All he has to do is knock it on the green, two putt for a par. Instead, he airmails the green, chips back, and three putts, and instead of making a par, he makes a double. Well, he was doing, turning pars into singles and doubles frequently. Well, that particular day, which actually was a two-day thing, we had played 9 holes on Saturday, 9 holes on Monday because of rain. There was one time when he was 110 yards out, and instead of making a double bogey, he actually holed out from 110 yards and made an eagle. So, like, right there is a four-shot difference, if he does what he's been doing and making singles and doubles from 100 yards out. That just kind of sums up his change that particular day. But, again, that's a more comfortable golf course to him. And, when you hole out for an eagle, that's quite a huge momentum. And he actually had, I think, 2 more birdies throughout the round. And just played great, but I don't think there was any doubt with his score with some people. But Luke Barta shot an 82, which was his best round of the year. He had a couple of 42s again at Cool Lake, and one other place at Eagle Creek. He holed out for eagle on the last hole as well that week and shot a 40. But what I'd like to mention to coaches and players and parents is one thing I do score wise. If like Luke Barta shot a 47 on a 9-hole match right after conference, well, the key was he was one over through five holes. If you take your best five holes and see how you're doing on every round you play, that gives me an idea of what you can potentially shoot. Well, you know, he had a five-hole. You take his best five holes, and he's one over, which means he's capable of shooting 37, 38, 39 kind of thing. But the problem he would do is what I call a wreck. He would have two or three wrecks in every nine holes, and he would turn it, you know, have two doubles and a couple of triples, and next thing you know, he's shooting 46, 47 instead of 39 and 40. And that particular weekend, he kept it together and played great the whole time. And then Elliot Young, who just started playing golf this year with us, he's played golf with his family forever, but he's always been a baseball player. He decided to play golf this year, and sure wish I could have had him for 4 years. He had a rough day on Saturday, and the rain delay probably helped him. I think he shot a 46 on the front nine that Saturday, and then we were able to get his composure together, and Monday he went out and he was actually even through six holes and ended up shooting a 39 on the backside for an 85. So between Levi, Luke, and Elliot shooting 81, 82, 85, it was great. And then Marcus Stepp struggled a little bit at times on the back nine Monday, and he ended up shooting a 91, but it's because he finished par on 16, 17, and 18, which was just huge. We ended up winning by five shots, and for a guy like Marcus to finish par, and I was able to watch every single one of his shots on those last three holes, and it was just an amazing day. And I felt bad for Damian Stout, who for the second year in a row has had a great season, but right around conference time, he's kind of lost his swing a little bit, and but he's been a great player for us for the last 2 years, and it was a great day. It was just I hate that it was tainted a little bit by the fact that people were doubting the scores that my guys shot. But when I'm out there on a golf course, I pretty much can tell you exactly what everyone's doing and how everyone's playing, and it was just unfortunate that how it ended up. Basically,
we're joined here by Willie Smith, coach and teacher from Western Boone, who recently has decided to retire after 32 years in the profession. We're going to take our break, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about some of the highlights for Willie Smith and his time at Western Boone. So stay with us. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom. Thanks again for your time and joining us on this Saturday morning. Again, we're spending time here with a recently retired teacher and coach from Western Boone, Willie Smith. So we just wrapped up our conversation talking about golf with the Western Boone sports program with Willie Smith as the head coach. Willie, how many teams or how many sports did you end up coaching out there at Western Boone once it's all said and done?
Counting assistant, high school assistant coaching, I think it was about six different sports. I was a head coach of softball for 8 years, I believe, right after Brenda Davis and before Beth DeHone, Beth Walker. So it's about, I think, eight years of softball, 3 years of varsity girls basketball, and then you got golf for 12 years. And then I was an assistant with Jeff Pearson for about 15 years with football, and an assistant with Dave Hansen in baseball 1 year, varsity baseball, and I was an assistant track coach my first year before I moved over to the volleyball or the softball side, and also varsity basketball assistant for several years, mainly with Coach Spray and Coach McClellan. But it's been a little bit of everything. But even though basketball is my main sport, I really only probably spent half my time in that, just because that's kind of how basketball is, boys basketball especially.
Again, we're visiting here with Willie Smith. A little softball talk. I know you're able to you won at least one sectional at softball. You may have won more.
I have. And the eight, back in those days, late 80s, early 90s, Western Boone was very dominant in softball. They had a lot of girls who came through Little League baseball. And we had girls that could hit like crazy and field and everything. And pitching hadn't become quite as dominant at that point. We had some really good teams. And in my 8 years, I think we won the sectional six times, and we won the conference every year, except 1 year there was a snafu with a student who was a vocational student that we missed some grades on and had to forfeit a conference game due to grades. So we officially didn't win the conference one of those 8 years. But Brenda Davis had a great program, and I just kind of took over from there. And obviously, with Tri-West and Danville being added to the conference, that's kind of changed the conference a little bit. But Mike Vanderpool obviously has done a great job the last 8 or 10 years he's done it, and he's had some success with sectionals and regionals and the last couple of years. But back in those days, Western Boone softball was pretty dominant and was enjoyable to coach in those years.
And I think at that time it was still just the single class, wasn't it?
Yes, we the highlight was there was twice we made it to the we got to go to the Ben Davis regional, which had a typically Ben Davis, Center Grove, who was a dominant number one team in the state in those years, and then usually our sectional was us, and then the Hendricks County was either like a Plainfield or a Danville usually. But there was 1 year we got up on Ben Davis 7-0 in the first two innings, and sadly it was like fingernails on a chalkboard. It just slowly deteriorated, and I think we ended up getting beat 10-8. But that was the highlight. And then 1 year we played Center Grove in the first round, and we got beat 10-4. And I found out afterwards that the coach said it was the first time in 2 weeks anybody had hit the ball out of the infield against them. Just to give you an idea how dominant their pitching was. But we had some girls who could just flat out hit in those days. And it was single class, and then towards the end is when we went to multi-class. Last 2 years we got beat by a really good Greensburg team. A really good Danville team that had a pitcher who was, very dominant, and we struggled to hit and didn't get out of the regional that year. But those were some good years, that's for sure.
Let's talk about your time with the girls' basketball program, able to win a sectional in 08, and I remember that team. That was a pretty dominant basketball team you had.
Well, that was a lot of fun, too. When I took over, I think the previous year, I want to say they were like 3-18 or something, but had a really good young core of players with the Woodies and Mercer and Yates and Asher and Katie Brewer. I mean, there was a lot of girls who really bought into basketball being their first sport. And unfortunately, my first year, Brebeuf was the number one team in the state typically, with Tashia Phillips, who was like a 6'8 girl, ended up playing WNBA. And we just couldn't get past them in that first year of the sectional. And then that was also the same time that Coach Hamill had extremely dominant teams in Lebanon. And I think my second year, they were undefeated, number one in the state. And we thought we were prepared for them, ended up getting beat by 25 or so in the sectional. And then that third year, it just kind of all came together. Those young girls were now seniors and juniors, and we were able to knock off Lebanon in that sectional. And that was definitely a highlight. I think it was the first time in 10 or 12 years that Western Boone girls basketball had won a sectional. And we actually won the first game of the regional against Greensburg, and unfortunately got up really big on Indianapolis Chatard early in the game, and then just kind of slowly deteriorated and got beat on the last second offensive rebound in that game, or else I think that team had a chance to possibly, looking back, to possibly win the entire thing in Class 2A. But that was definitely a good run in those 3 years, and thoroughly enjoyed that.
Again, Willie Smith along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. I was thinking back to that regional. Was that regional game the first game you played that day? Was that an overtime game early?
I don't think it was. I should know this. I don't think it was.
Okay.
I think we did handle them. Yeah, I don't think it was. I think we were usually comfortably up in the 3-7. I would say comfortably, but we were up, 3-7 most of the game. I don't think we ever really trailed, but it was a solid game. It was the second game. I think Chittard and Rushville did have an overtime game, because Rushville back then was a very dominant basketball team as well, and girls basketball and still are pretty solid. But I think it was that second game that was in overtime. But we just in that game we got up big, and then unfortunately Elizabeth Mercer and Brandy Woody got in what I would consider some questionable foul trouble, and that kind of hurt our momentum a little bit. But we hung in there, and we still had, a 2 or 4 point lead with like 2 minutes to go, and just didn't get the job done at the end.
Tell me about your relationship with Jeff Pearson.
Just fantastic. When I first came here, I knew nobody. Just yes to everything. Yes, I'll coach track, which looking back was probably something I should not have done. But like I said, that was and. At the time, I got hired late. I got hired literally a week into school. So football was already started and everything, so there was nothing to do with that. But once I met Coach Pearson a week or two into school and stuff, and he kind of took me under his wing, and I spent a lot of time at his house because at the time I lived in Carmel and was driving 45 minutes back and forth. And I spent a lot of time at his house, and he had me convinced that even though I did not play football and just enjoy watching it and the X's and O's on TV and stuff, he convinced me that football ought to be what I do in the fall. And I believe I end up spending I think 18 or 20 years coaching football from junior high football up to varsity assistant. And obviously we had a good run in 98, state runner-up, but had a lot of successful years there. And I was just so happy that he took me under his wing and kind of showed me the ropes of the football side of things, and we're still pretty good friends today, and see him all the time out at Cool Lake where he works.
Again, Willie Smith with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So you've retired, but I have a feeling you'll still stay involved. Is a thought in your mind, Willie? I know this is probably too early to decide, but would you consider coming back as a lay coach if the opportunity arose?
I would love to continue doing golf, but part of the retirement that Becky and I want to do is do a lot of travel. I've already Coach Swisher has already asked me if I would coach junior high golf this fall, but we've already got a 3-week vacation planned in Myrtle Beach, right in the middle of the fall golf season, and I think we're going to be traveling too much, visiting my daughter in Colorado Springs and stuff, but traveling in general, that I will not be able to be a head coach, the main guy. But I have mentioned that whoever the new golf coach is at Western Boone, I would, if they want me to be around, I would be more than happy to be the volunteer lay coach that I might be there 1 week, but I might be gone the next week kind of thing. But typically when you have a coach that's been around for 12 years like me, the new coach sometimes does not want the old voice around. You need when you have a head coach, you need the kids to buy into that person. And if the new coach wants me around next spring and I'm in town, I would love to spend time with these guys, because I will miss them greatly. Golf was just something I absolutely loved to play. I loved to play, and I loved coaching kids, and I think I got better at it the last 5 or 6 years, where I could start identifying swing flaws and trying to get things corrected. But I don't see myself being a committed person to any of the three seasons right now.
Well, that's fine. You have plenty of time if you want to jump back into it.
Well, yeah, maybe if the money runs low and we can't travel as much, maybe we will spend a few years down the road.
Once again, we've been joined here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with I'm just going to say Western Boone coach and teacher Willie Smith, even though he's retired. He will always be a teacher and coach, that is for sure. The two are certainly synonymous, and throughout our years working together, Willie, it's always been a pleasure to have you on the Coach's Corner, and I certainly want to wish you and Becky nothing but the best as you move into this second stage in your life.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. And I like to say the same thing to Will Willems and before him, Richie Hall, but you've been a mainstay for all 30 years I've been here, and the support you give athletes and all the schools, but especially at Western Boone, and the coverage you do, expanding into baseball and softball this year out of Western Boone, has just been so great for the athletes, and we appreciate you as well.
Once again, Willie Smith with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.